Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Patel Integrated Logistics 2Q FY25 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinion, and expectation of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Patel Integrated Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Mahesh Bhogla, Executive Director, and Mr. Avinash Paul Raj, Company Secretary. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Bhogla for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram, and his team for attending this call. Very warm welcome to all of you for taking out your valuable time in attending this call. Wish, first of all of you a very happy and prosperous Diwali. We are happy to inform you that due to support of all of you, and more particularly about our loyal shareholders, we have completed the rights issue just now, just in the month of October, which was oversubscribed more than three times. And just to inform you also to not keep any time, any waste any time, any day. We immediately after receipt of the rights issue proceeds, repay the loan, repay the term loan, and that will help in the coming quarters in saving the interest cost and also in releasing the property which are mortgage, So there will be property mortgage will be property will be mortgage-free. Also, we will have saving in interest cost in the coming quarters. So this is a very positive development happened in the month of October, just to update you all of you. Further, let me talk about the September quarter for which this call has been arranged. Let me just first explain you the quarter-wise numbers. Very happy to inform you that our income from operation has been increased by 26% year-on-year, 26%. Let me give in detail the numbers. Income from operation for the September quarter only was 99.22 crore. Other operating income was 15 lakh. Total gross income from operations, 99.38 lakh. Less GST recovered by less GST minus GST of 15.16 lakh. We have a net income from operation of 84.22 lakh, which is more than 26% of the corresponding quarter of the last year of having a net income from operation of 66.85 crore. Let me correct myself, 66.85 crore. And then we have other income of 96 lakh, giving a total income for the quarter of 85.18 crore. Expenses, if I minus from that, of operation cost of 76.73 crore, employee benefit expenses of 3.29 crore, finance cost
which is decreasing by quarter to quarter, and it decreased further also, is only of 43 lakh. And depreciation and amortization of 65 lakh. Admin and other expenses of 1 crore 99 lakh, giving us the total expenses of 83 crore 11 lakh. Again, the net income of 85 crore 18 lakh, giving us the profit before tax of more than 2 crore, in fact 2 crore 7 lakh. And that if I minus the taxes, it is coming to 2 crore 3 lakh, giving us the EPS for the only for the quarter of 31 paisa per quarter. For the half year also figures are before the half year, let me give you the profit also. Quarter year on year jumped, increased by 51.26%, 51.26% to 2.03 crore as compared to 1.34 crore of the quarter of the corresponding quarter of the last year. Now let me give you the half yearly figure. Half yearly figure are almost 200 crore. In fact, it is actually the figure of 195 crore 98 lakh. Other operating income of 28 lakh. Total gross income from operation of 196 crore 27 lakh. In minus GST of 29 crore 94 lakh, giving us the net income from operation of 166 crore 33 lakh. In that, if I add up other income of 1 crore 52, giving us total income for the half year of after the minus of GST of 1 crore 67 lakh 86 thousand. Expenses, operation cost of 1 crore 51 lakh 75 thousand. Operation cost of 151 crore 75 lakh. Let me repeat, 151 crore 75 lakh. Employee benefit expenses of 6 crore 67 lakh. Finance cost of 88 lakh. Depreciation and amortization of 1 crore 36 lakh. Admin and other expenses of 3 crore 57 lakh. Giving the total expenses for the half year of 164 crore 25 lakh. Giving us a profit for the half year ended September 24 of 3 crore 60 lakh 60 before the tax. After the tax, it become a 3 crore 56 lakh, giving us the EPS of 55 paisa. And by that, our income from operation has been half year to half year increased by 30% to 166 crore. Again, the 127 crore of the quarter of the last year. But the net profit has increased further by 49.72, almost 50% half year basis to 3.56 crore as compared to 2.38 crore of the quarter of the corresponding quarter of the last year. So we definitely we had a very good quarter this year, this quarter. We have almost the income increased by the 30%, profit increased by 50%, and things are looking very good only. Just to give you the volume wise figure also, our volume quarter on quarter increased by 6% to 14,724 against the 13,873 tons of the immediate quarter last quarter. I mean June quarter. So, with God's blessing and with the support of all of you, and economy improving, numbers are showing the good growth. We have an increase in volume as I was explaining you. And also, because we have a well-diversified portfolio, so geopolitical challenges also, we are able to keep ourselves away from the geopolitical challenges. We are able to give a, as I was explaining to you in the beginning, we have already repaid a loan of 9.73 crore term loan repayment supported by the rights issue and our internal accruals, which will improve definitely the balance sheet of the our company. Further, we have also strengthened our board by bringing the one of the well-known personality, Mr. R. Kannan, in the board. Further, definitely as the results are already in the public domain also, but just to give you, we have given a cash flow, we have quite good liquidity in hand, and as well as the balance is also looking further improved compared to the earlier period. Continued improvement in the balance is happening. Things are looking the good from all the angles. That only I can talk about right now, and happy to answer any questions. Over to Vikram.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Vikram.
Hello.
I stop here.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, very good.
I think we'll move to the question and answers session. So a participant who have a question, operator, you can manage the question queue and we'll start move to the question.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankur, is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to you all. First of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my question is that now since you have repaid your loan and made your properties mortgage free, what do you think you're going to do? How do you think you're going to mobilize or the properties that you have?
Thank you, Ankurji, for encouraging us and motivating us. Yes, one of the objectives of the making the loan repayment was to make the property mortgage free and to explore the opportunity for monetization. We are in continuous discussion with the developers also and the other people also, so how to best monetize the property. But unfortunately or fortunately, it takes time because it is one of the decisions which have a long-term impact. But definitely, I can assure you, we are in regular in the discussion internally also and externally also. So how to best utilize the property which can benefit all the stakeholders. But at this stage of time, it's difficult to sell further because it's a little bit confidential and we are talking with multiple people. So at what stage it's there and whom we are talking with, it is difficult right now.
So I'm talking about as a company, today let's say we are having a market cap of about 150 crores.
Correct, sir.
And as per of last con call, the properties that you value is also in three figures. So let's say you are able to monetize via sale, for example, and you get the money. What do you think we are going to do differently so that we can provide impetus to the revenues of our company? Or are you planning to just sell it off and special dividend or something? What is the plan, or I could frame this question as to how do you see your company in, let's say, 3 to 5 years from now?
Yeah, you are very much right, Ankurji.
is that not that the one of the things is that there can be both the option can be there. One thing can be there, we can redevelop the property or existing property, or we can do the outright sale. But that only we are evaluating, but which will give us the best value for our all of us, we will go for that. We have not closed the decision that we will go for the development of as you know, properties are in the heart of the city. So there are multiple options are there. One can be the outright sale, one can be the redevelopment, one can be some other businesses put there. So there are multiple options we are evaluating. And as you rightly telling about, in the 3 to 5 years, definitely, as we can see the our value of the property which are there almost equal to the or near to the market capitalization of the company. So there are a very good value of the property that are there. And I understand your point. And definitely in the as we are explaining the forward look for future, this property will definitely strengthen our balance sheet and the company in a manifold.
So I get your point. In terms of finances, the company will be very solid. There is a value proposition, let's say, because if in case we have something in our balance sheet that is equal to our market cap, and once we liquidate it, we will have the entire amount, let's say, in liquid form or in some form of the other. As a company,
sorry, last sentence I could not get on. Last sentence, what you told?
What I'm trying to say is that if in case as an investor or a shareholder, I am today valuing the company, I would say that, oh, it's a very valuable company since we have assets as big as our market cap. But if in case I am an investor, how would I benefit from the company? One thing could happen is that the revenue grows, company increases profits, and sends dividends to the shareholder. One thing is that. So what I really want to look at is that how do we increase our revenues and increase our profits? As a value, we are a very good company. Someday or the other, we will liquidate it. But as a company, we want to grow. What are your thoughts in future as to how are we going to increase our revenues and PAT? How do you think the money that we'll get from it, what are the bottlenecks that we are facing that we are not able to increase it so rapidly?
Correct. As you rightly telling about, whatever we get the profit in, whatever the form we get the profit from the all this property or the business we develop, all this definitely will be in the company only, in the public listed company only, as we are talking about. We don't have any short-term plan. We have a long-term plan, and whenever we get any benefit of this property, there can be multiple options to reward us definitely as a public shareholder. Also the promoters are also not very high. As you know, only 36.84% they hold. So there is a sizable public holding is also there. So it will be go to the public only maximum amount. And we understand that see, definitely we can have when the money comes in the company only, it will definitely give the impetus for us to grow the revenue more and more revenue. And as we can see, our revenues are growing quarter on quarter also. And if you have a muscle power of money also, capital also, it will grow further, definitely. And just to tell you that we have a vision also to grow the company further, and we all are striving all the time. Only thing is that little times are taking up for closing the deals of the property which way we have to go. That only giving us little challenges. Otherwise, definitely the company, as we are explaining about, company has a valuable properties and which are ultimately the part of the public listed company only. And it will be the part of the reward to the shareholders whenever the money come or whatever the business grow. That only I can tell at this stage.
So I understand. If in case I have time, I will just add on the last question. Since you have given a clarification that you have freed your property from mortgage, so that only denotes if in case I have a property and my company has a property and it is mortgaged, still I can do business or monetize the property as I wish, right? But to free it from mortgage, that option can only be taken, or we would like to go ahead and take that option only when we want to sell it off. Because if in case it is a mortgaged property, a company can always monetize it the way the company wants. It cannot only, the only problem will arise if for a mortgage property is that when I want to sell it off and I'm not able to sell it off because it is mortgaged. So monetization option was always open for you before also.
At the correct, actually, I got your point. You are correct actually. Monetization is always taken into, but what the practicality is, if I have a mortgage-free property and if I have a non-mortgage property, then the company has the flexibility to monetize in the way the company thinks is the best interest of all stakeholders, correct? That added flexibility we got now. So the interest saving is there, definitely the interest saving of the loan is there, definitely, correct? And so that's what we are conveying, that by mortgage free we have got added flexibility to utilize the property in the company in the best interest of all of us. That is it.
Okay, I got your point, sir. All the best from my end, and thanks a lot for answering my questions.
Yeah, thank you, Ankurji, and wish you all again a very happy Diwali and prosperous New Year.
Same to you also.
Thank you. Participant who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vikram. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. So how is the update on Pune expansion facility, and what when we can see contributing to the revenue, or what kind of potential revenue we can see from the development of Pune?
Vikram, thank you for asking this question. And yes, we are exploring, but right now at this stage we will not be able to tell you about the new venture which we are exploring, how much revenue will be there and what will be the potential for that. Yes, it will be definitely, it will be APS accredited, I can tell you that, I can assure you, but definite numbers at this stage will be difficult to say.
Okay, got it. And what was the volume for this quarter, and if it is possible to break between domestic and international volume?
Yeah. For this quarter, we have a domestic turnover of, in the tonnage for the quarter, it has 12,784. Okay, 12,784.
Okay.
And international we have
1,959
ton. Correct, sir. So total turnover, if I add up both domestic and international, we have a total tonnage for the quarter is 14,724.
Understood. Okay. And if you look at, I think the last quarter volume was slightly higher than this quarter, is?
No, sir. It actually, this quarter is higher than the last quarter. Immediate last quarter, we have a total turnover was, total tonnage, sorry, not turnover, total tonnage, it was 14,535. Again, this, we have received this time 14,724.
Marginally, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And how is the outlook in terms of second half? Because typically second half is relatively better for, and in terms of volume, how market looks, and in terms of competitiveness.
Yeah, and look, this quarter also looks to be, because Diwali came now in the October month only, and what the feedback I'm getting from the field also, now the still the festive seasons are going on. After the Diwali, there will be Christmas are there. So outlook is very good. Only challenges which are there in the Vikram now is the demand is not a challenge, sir, to tell you further. Demand is not a challenge. Challenge is the capacity. Because luckily we are catering to the all the airlines, starting from, as you know, from Indigo with Air India, Akasa, all the airlines which are operating in India, all the foreign airlines also we cater to. So we have a little less challenges, but overall there are the challenges of the capacity of the airline. Demand is there, because of getting the space in the airline become a challenge now. As we know that some of the airlines are grounded also because of the engine issue and all this. So that is the things are there. Otherwise, demand is not an issue. India aviation sector demand is growing and airports are growing. What I am expecting now, IndiGo definitely are one of the major ones. So if the airline number of aircraft are getting increased, number of passenger aircraft increased, which are grounded now, then outlook will be further good only.
So, but because of this capacity concern, are they increasing the prices and probably it might impact profitability, or how it one can look at in terms of pricing and margin environment?
Pricing is more than that, quarter to quarter, if you see the more than same only, prices are not much increasing quarter to quarter. But point is that the volume which we can do more, no? If we have a more airline, more aircraft are available. Huh? So it will be helping in the volume and ultimately the turnover also. That's the thing that the prices are not getting hardened now, quarter to quarter. I'm not seeing that. Yes, from the last year prices are hardened now. That is not true. Because of all the Ukraine crisis, then the Israel crisis and all this one. Correct? But in the international basically. But I'm not expecting the quarter on quarter in changes in the prices. Now we all are expecting the aircraft, number of aircraft get increased, and we have more further volume. And then the turnover also.
Understood. And just two more questions. One on the receivable side, how will do the management about receivable, working capital? Yeah. And second would be on any update on tax refund or this.
Correct. Aditam, thank you. About the receivables, we are as a company, we actively monitor, and as a risk mitigation measure, we have taken a trade credit insurance also from the SBI Life. So there is a strict consideration is there. And the Vikram, as you know, we could have increased the turnover further also because of our prudent and a close eye on the receivables. We don't want to do the turnover which can give us a very high turnover, but risk our capital or risk our receivables. That's the reason, one of the reasons we want to be prudent enough. And rest assured, we have a very close eye on the receivables, and luckily the team which we have is working for almost two to three decades. So they know the every fault of the customer also. And by that way, we are very confident that the customer which we deal, we will be able to not discover anything. Further, about the income tax refund, yes, Vikram, that is a little taking time. Assessment is going on. We are continuously in the discussion with the income tax regulators also. We have a scrutiny going on, and we are expecting that it can come. Definitely, we are expecting that hopefully something will come before this financial year. But let us keep our fingers crossed, because the way the regulators operate now, nothing can be certain about anything now. But yes, but only thing I can tell you, hopefully our assessment is getting on progressing in the line which we are expecting. So we are hoping something could come up.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much, and happy Diwali, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participant, press star and one on the touchtone telephone to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram We'll ask Suryavanshi for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. And before closing, sir, do you want to have any closing comment?
Yeah, that only thing, look, company completed successfully the right issue just now, and company going the company has been shown the faith from all the stakeholders. We are growing and we will grow definitely with the blessing of all of you and with the God blessing. And we are hopeful about the future, and hopefully something more will come out in the future about our non-core assets also. And once again, I thank you all of you for taking your valuable time in attending this call. And hopefully we will be able to grow more and more and reward our shareholders also. That is our objective. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.